Tourists seeking beachside fun this summer can add another foreign city to their list. After Cancun and Rio, here comes Paris. For a month until mid-August, the mayor of the French capital has banned cars from a roadway along the River Seine. In their place, tens of thousands of Parisians and tourists are discovering sand, palm trees, and beach umbrellas. The measure is more than a publicity stunt or an attempt to angle for votes. As NPR's Nick Spicer reports from Paris, it's all part of an effort to move toward more environmentally friendly urban planning.
Just off the right bank of the Seine River lies Paris City Hall. For centuries, this was the place for public executions. Now the Paris mayor is offering crowds something a little more sporting. Beach volleyball in a giant sandbox. If you turn towards the river, you can see blue flags stretching for some 2 miles along the roadway. You can also see palm trees, 4 canteens, 150 beach umbrellas, and 300 deck chairs. 80 tons of sand cover parts of the blacktop. Thousands come to sunbathe, to dance, to ride bikes. City Hall has set up wall climbing, roller skating, fishing, and golf. You can't actually swim in the Seine because it's too dirty, and the surf is missing. But if you can't hang 10, you can definitely hang out. And that's enough for bikini-clad Julie Collins, who says she works at the Disneyland near Paris as an assistant to Mickey Mouse.
If it was in London, it's the same thing. You don't expect to go to like a main town city and find like a beach. So it's quite a refreshing change to come into Paris and sit on a little beach.
And little is the right word. There are 3 beaches, about 15 feet wide and about 200 long. But people seem happy enough to just have a spot where you can hear the river, not cars, and take a break. Julian Faisal, a computer scientist, walks with 2 friends sipping beers.
We're just wandering along the shores just to see what's the famous beach, so-called, and just taking pleasure from the sun.
Jean-Christophe Chablais is the artist hired by City Hall to transform the roadway. He says he didn't want to create an actual beach, but to evoke memories of one.
My job is to play with people's imagination. I play with typical elements of the seaside. Everyone knows that a beach umbrella and a palm tree represent the ocean. It's a bit strange seeing them in a city, but people are more than willing to make believe.
A boat tour past the Paris beach. The municipal councillor in charge of traffic, Denis Baupin, is telling journalists how the idea is part of a larger plan to reduce traffic in the city. Baupin says the aim of blocking one of the main access routes to Paris for suburban commuters is to get them to use public transport, not their cars.
During 40 years, people tried to adapt Paris to cars. We can see that it's a failure because there are more and more cars, so more and more pollution, more and more accidents.
Baupin says with 500,000 beachgoers in the first 10 days, the idea has succeeded beyond expectations. So City Hall might decide to make the beach a permanent one. Nick Spicer, NPR News, Paris.